Random House Audio presents The Gone Away World by Nick Harkaway. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. The dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dream with open eyes to make it possible. This I did. T.E. Lawrence. Chapter 1. When it all began, pigs and crisis. Close encounters with management. The lights went out in the nameless bar just after 9. I was bent over the pool table with one hand in the bald patch behind the D, which Flynn the barman claimed was beer, but which was the same size and shape as Mrs. Flynn the barman's arse, nigh on a yard in the beam and formed like the cross-section of a cooking apple. The fluorescent over the table blinked out, then came back, and the glass-fronted fridge gave a low, lurching hum. The wiring buzzed, and then it was dark. A faint sheen of static danced on the TV on its shelf, and the green exit lamp sputtered by the door. I dropped my weight into the imprint of Mrs. Flynn the barman's hands and played the shot anyway. The white ball whispered across the felt, came off 2 cushions, and clipped the 8 cleanly into a side pocket. Doff, doff. Glonk. It was perfect. On the other hand, I'd been aiming for the 6. I'd given the game to Jim Hepzibah, and any time now when the power came back and everything was normal in the nameless bar, I'd pass the cue to my hero pal Gonzo, and Jim would beat him too. Any time now. Except that the lights stayed out, and the hollow glimmer of the TV set faded away. There was a small, quiet moment, the kind you just have time to notice.